Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, Chase McCabe with you. Our weekly chat with the head football coach of Vanderbilt, Derek Mason. He is on the line with us.
What's
over
going
on West End. How are you?
Doing well. Doing well. Back at it.
Back. Hey, it's back to it, right?
Always. It's always back to it. Hey, it's a Tuesday. Man, beautiful day, man. We got out this morning, and it started a little brisk. The sun came out, and, you know, we were able to get in a good practice. So now what we got to do is, you know, sell on the quarterback, and let's get ready to go.
Was it tough to not get frustrated at the offensive play on Saturday? It just seemed like they could not get anything going at South Carolina.
Yeah, you know, truly disappointing. I mean, you're out there. I mean, you just need something good to happen. You know, it was good to see in that first drive. You know, Riley takes us down the field. Man, we're able to score points. We played, you know, solid defense. And I thought these guys played, you know, with good energy. And I thought they had some great moments in that ball game. I think that defense is, you know, been continuing to get, you know, been better. You know, we just need to play complementary football, offense, defense, and special teams. And we got to get this offense going. And there's too many playmakers here. Man, we got to figure out, you know, in the quarterback position. And now as we, you know, head into the swamp, man, we got to make sure, man, we can man, put the ball up. You know, continue to run the football and score some points.
Yeah, that's exactly where I was going. That's conversely on the other side. Coach, if it wasn't for your defense, I mean, because of the deficiencies with the offense Saturday night, that thing could have been way out of hand, but they came up with some huge stops and some huge plays.
Yeah, this you know, defense is starting to, you know, take shape. I think, you know, for these guys, man, they trust one another. They're starting to believe in, you know, exactly the process, you know, just being able to do your job. It leaked a little bit at times. You know, I mean, late in that ball game, we found ourselves not getting off the field, extending some drives. I thought South Carolina made some great plays, some great individual plays. But, you know, with this group, they continue to fight. They continue to believe in one another. And as the individuals get better, the unit gets better.
Now, it looks like you have rolled out a couple of your quarterbacks down in the swamp against Florida. It looks like Deuce Wallace and Alan Walters, your words, I think, at your press conference today, will compete for the starting spot for Saturday?
Absolutely. I mean, that's where we're at right now. And these guys have been taking reps. Again, you know, it was, you know, good to, you know, see these guys come out and practice. These guys know that what's on the line. These guys are going at it. They're giving great effort. But, I mean, it was good to see just, you know, some mastery of what we do. Now it's got to be about the efficiency.
Talking to Derek Mason, head coach for the Vanderbilt Commodores. And, Coach, you had I'm sure internally it was a tricky situation. You got a talented player in Kalijah Lipscomb, and as you described it, some personal issues there. But I think you've addressed it today, that's now in the past. He's going to be back at it this week?
Yeah, man, he practiced on Sunday. He had a great practice today. You know, he's in good spirits. And things are moving right along, and you know, I fully expect him to go get it on Saturday. And he did some nice things today, and that's what you want to see. I mean, and he's on the other side, and now what we got to do is just continue to move forward.
You know, without knowing the specifics, and I don't expect you to say it, but that had to be tough, right, with your situation at quarterback, the need to have a guy like that out there to not have him be able to play, or you know, that had to be a tough thing for you.
Oh, it was. Hey, listen, my job as a coach is to make sure, man, that I can put the best players on the field. You know, Kalijah was on the trip, man. He's one of the best players, you know, in our receiving core. But, you know, at some point in time, you know, like personal issues sometimes take precedent. The welfare of the student athlete takes precedent over you know, man, just trying to throw somebody out there. I mean, that's not what I'm in this for. I always want to do the right thing by my players. That's what parents expect. That's what I expect of myself. And that's what I'm going to do. So with that being said, you know, with those things that come my way, I look at it and, you know, man, I've got to answer to parents. I've got to answer to the student athlete. And what we do is continue to move forward.
One thing that I noticed that if I was a pro scout, I'm noticing is you said before the season started that Keyshawn Vaughn is going to get more touches. There were some games last year he had to come out, but he has really run the ball hard. Everybody in the stadium knows he's going to get it, and I see him pushing the pile forward, running hard in all situations. I think he seems to have taken a big step forward to show that how durable he can be.
man, he's durable. I mean, he's an NFL back. You know, he's had to do more just because right now, you know, everybody's keying on him. But, you know, that's got to change for us this week. We know, you know, man, what we have to do and what it looks like, and we got to make sure that the guys around him, you know, are getting the ball. You know, guys are able to go down the field. We can stretch it both vertically and horizontally, and that's what we're going to do. Like in this ball game, and Keyshawn's got to do his part, which he does every week. He works the way that they should work. I mean, the last time I saw a guy work like this, it was Adrian Peterson in person. You know, I mean, just how he worked. I know Ralph Webb worked hard when he was here, but you know, for what this guy's having to do in games and what it looks like, you know, he's the same guy every day.
We're talking to Derek Mason, Vanderbilt football coach. He joins us every Tuesday at 1 on Darren Donick and Chase. So. One thing that that I noticed you guys did when Deuce Wallace came in the game, he took more snaps under center as opposed to the pistol or the shotgun. Was that by design just because of the injury situation, or was that play design?
You know, man, part of it was just trying to get him, you know, maybe used to the ball, just get him in the rhythm of how things were. And then I think we got to, like, some shotgun snaps, you know, like as he got into it a little more, and as we needed to – you know, stretch it out a little bit. But it was just trying to make sure, man, that we got him, like, into the rhythm of the game. Obviously, I mean, he goes in the, you know, second series of the game, you know, because of the injury, you know, to Riley, and you're just trying to get him started. We took some shots off play action, and so obviously the run marries the play action. So that's why he started under center, and that's what you saw initially. But, you know, again, I don't think, you know, man, for us, it's going to change a whole lot. These two quarterbacks are you know, a little more mobile just in terms of what they do and what it looks like. So, man, you're going to see some elements of that in this ball game. But the game plan doesn't have to change a whole lot. I just think, man, we've got to be better in terms of getting the ball down the field and being accurate, you know, throwing the football, because we had some opportunities. I think, man, we threw a couple good passes, man, but not enough to be able to, you know, sustain anything during the ball game.
Derek, we've seen you guys at times this year have success in the opening drives of the game, and I know typically with football some of those plays are going to be scripted. What kind of adjustments do you think you can make when you see that kind of a success as the game goes on?
You know, I think, again, going back to your script, I mean, if it's not broke, hey, man, and don't fix it, man. Just keep going back to your script. But I think when you got a different quarterback in, okay, man, you're trying to figure out, you know, but since that guy's the second guy, he didn't have as many reps that week. So, you know, like headed into it, man, he had reps, man, but we needed to shift it just a little bit. And so with that being said, you know, I mean his efficiency on some of it, there are a couple of protections, man, he didn't get flipped, you know, man, a couple of motions that we needed to get a guy over and get him in position. It's just little things that, you know, man, the backup sometimes doesn't get the opportunity to actually get. So now, you know, I mean, these guys are getting themselves ready. It's tailored around what they can do. And we'll make a decision, you know, on Thursday, and then you'll see who starts on Saturday.
I know you mentioned, you know, Kalijah earlier and having him back, but what did you see out of Bostic and Bowler as they tried to handle some of his workload?
You know, I mean, I saw Bostic make a great catch. I saw Bowler make a good catch. I thought overall, you know, man, our receiver play was just a little sloppy. I mean, we talk about the quarterback, but sometimes, man, it's about, okay, man, the route being run, okay, being able to attack a defender, straighten a defender up, stack a defender, you know, man, crunch and separate, stick and separate. I mean, there's just little things with these guys that we got to continue to detail, because when you play, you know, man, good teams, you know, like with good guys, you know, as we're going to face when we face Florida this week, okay, man, the details have to be there, okay? You got to create – you know, separation. It may be a little separation, but there's got to be enough to where, you know, like a quarterback can find a tight window and make sure that he gets it to you. So these guys are continuing to get better, man, but we need to, you know, make sure, man, that we you know, work on, you know, cleaning up the details, and when we do so, man, I think there's going to be some opportunities.